date tied. What's her name? The young Kardashian girl, Jenna, Kylie Jenner. Man, Tiger, you about the stupidest thing. I ain't gonna say you stupid, bro, because we done all done it. They need little white girls, man. Then they get tired of you. Then they wanna dump you. You see what I'm saying? These hoes ain't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal, man. Chris Brown told you that. These hoes ain't loyal, man. I got two unloyal baby mama white girls, man. I know how it is, man. You see what I'm saying? And this old Kanye fucked your whole thing up with Jay-Z now. Cause they didn't want to be involved with that hoe. That hoe you dealing with, Kim Kardashian. Ain't everybody seen her booty in the industry, man. It ain't even gotta be in the industry to see her booty. All you gotta do is go on the internet and see all that booty. Then did you see Ray J's Ding Dong? It was huge. Ray J's Ding Dong was huge, and you going in behind that, man. Come on, Kanye. I see why you done went crazy. Man, that boy so fat, look like he ain't all at Christmas dinner. I ain't trying to make no... Man, let's talk about these celebrities for a minute, man. When they balling, they pulling all this money out. Yeah, look at me, nigga. I got all the money. I got more money than y'all. Then next thing you know, the motherfucker dead. or locked up. Or the chick done dumped him. He ain't selling records no more. You see what I'm saying? Man, y'all need to stop. Why you sitting up there with all that money trying to show it off, fam, America? You should have been putting that shit up. I can't say nothing because I used to do it too, man. I'm out here buying business, man, putting 20s on the bins, you feel me? Big gold and all this shit, man. The police tore my ass up. Come here, nigga. I'm telling my man, came my ass sending 500 tickets, man. Man, it took $1 million from it, man. They got me fucked up now, man. I'm waiting on my money and shit, man. I don't think I'm a clown on them this time. I might go get me a Ford Festiva or something, man. I ain't lying. Man, I'm spending millions of dollars on vehicles. Man, I seen a white boy up in Wyoming. This motherfucker riding a Ford Festiva, man. And he the car dealer. He selling us this expensive shit. And he riding around in a little ass gas saver Ford Festiva. I say, man, ain't this about a mother? Man, you gotta watch that money, man. Cause when it's all gone, people gonna treat you like boo, boo, boo. Yeah. Roses smell like boo, boo, boo. And they gonna treat you like that boo 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 when you got that money. Man, I got on big chains and shit, man. Women treat me like, oh, we're not even interested in that. Man, it wasn't till that shit was gone. Then they start coming out with, yeah. See, they'll treat you like your shit ain't popping, man. They pay these motherfuckers no attention, man. But, yeah, that's my little podcast, 4 o'clock in the morning. I could give it a yap all day. Don't even get me started, nigga. Don't even. Who else can I talk about, man? I'm going to bring my cousin Suge Knight back into the light line. Let me bring him on back out, man. Man, I'm really just doing all this entertainment shit, trying to come up with enough money to get my cousin out of jail, man. I feel like he illegally locked up. Just like the police lied on me, said I felony eluded and shit. He went and lied to the grand jury and all this. I'm going to leave it alone because they ain't dragging me in court. I'm going to leave it alone, man. This is what I'm getting at. Man, we could see clearly in the video, some dude ran up on Suge's truck. He bagged up, he ran over the nigga. Y'all seen another nigga pick the gun up off the nigga. You see what I mean? Come on, man. Self-defense. They was finna kill that boy, man. He had to go and run him a couple niggas over, man. Free Suge Knight, man. Y'all let that man go. But I understand y'all feel like my cousin a dirty nigga, man. Like he fucked over a lot of niggas out in the game, man. We never will know the truth of really what happened way back there in the 90s, man. So, but I'm gonna get off my cousin Suge and get on to another one of my cousins that ain't did shit for the family and got plenty of bread. This nigga Isaiah Thomas, the basketball legend. You feel me? That's my cousin, man. He came down here a couple times, man. But, man, they don't do nothing for the family, these old rich niggas, man. What's up with that, man? You in the NBA making $2.5 billion. Got a team and everything, man. You ain't even came down here to see if your cousin wanna shoot a little ball. I'm good, nigga. I'm really good. But I can't even get in the NBA and my cousin on the fucking team. What kind of shit is this, man? And then, not just that, I heard they letting this nigga Quavo and a couple of more motherfuckers supposed to be going to the NBA. They trying to be like Master P. This is the time with the Hornets and shit. See what I'm saying, man? Quavo, you can't shoot no ball, man. Have a celebrity basketball tournament against me, Cupcake. Feel me? Old Cupcake, man. I'll come out there and school you, Quavo. You, Lil Romeo, Chris Brown, Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, all you cats. I'll shoot all y'all, man. Y'all want none of this, huh? So I'm saying, let me see who else, man. Okay, in my podcast, we're gonna talk about something else too, man. Ain't y'all tired of these damn people hitting your email up, man, leaving all type of bullshit on your email, your air, man? Come on, get you a loan, 25,000. Then when you get on the shit, they try to get you to answer surveys. Then when you answer the survey folks tell me, yeah, we got your money. Then when you try to get your money from them, oh, more surveys. The surveys never fucking stop. Then they call your fucking phone, hey, yeah, we got a gift card for you. Man, what's up with these internet scammer motherfuckers, man? We tired of y'all, man. Now, if I show up at your building with an AK-47, killing everybody, they're gonna say I was crazy. But I'm over here fucked up, police, and took all my motherfucking money, took my Benz. I ain't the biggest player in the Vicksburg, Mississippi no more, you feel me? Got me over here just sitting down in my mansion. You see what I'm saying? It got me just sitting down. Even my daughter don't even know I'm was the biggest player ever touched these streets, you feel me? It got me sitting down and I'm in a little desperation trying to get me a new Benz or something. And then my own folks who I done looked out for, man, throwing 10, 15, 20,000 here and there. I can't get shit from. You feel me? And then fuck around, I'm trying to get a little loan or something out of desperation. I can't get none, but you steady sending bullshit hopes to my phone telling me you gonna do this and that for me. I ain't doing shit, but wasting my motherfucking time trying to get me doing all these motherfucking surveys, man. Kick your motherfucking ass. Then let's talk about something else, man. These old hating motherfuckers, man. Let me tell you something, man. I stay in the neighborhood when I first came over here, man. Wasn't nothing but white folks, man. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, white lady across the street, she moved. Some black people stay there now. How long that's gonna last, I don't know. But this is what I'm getting at. Man, it's this white lady stay up the street, man. I had a little Mustang. It get a little rowdy, you know, when I started up. Man, the white lady gonna come out there, cuss me out, told me she was gonna shoot me 6 times, all this shit. She married to a black guy. Okay, I ain't say nothing. Okay. Okay, now the people that have moved over in the house across the street from me, they got a loud truck. Louder than that Mustang I had. Oh, she ain't gonna say none of them. Then the boy next door, Bill Bettis' girlfriend, how they rent this house next door. He got a SUV, a Nissan. It's loud as hell. Rah, 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 rah. She don't say none of them. So, I mean, just wanna attack me. I wanna attack nobody else. Man, that lady garbage, man. I hope she had three strokes in her butt. You see what I'm saying? And can't get them out, man. No good haters. And then the white lady, she got a Nissan, what's the name of that damn thing? What is the name of that damn thing? My daddy wanted one of those. It's not the Armada. It's the damn Nissan. I can't remember the name of that little ugly fucking thing. But anyway,
Marana.
She come through here one day. I'm out there washing my Mustang. Got the top back washing and all that in front of my mansion. You see what I'm saying? Man, this white lady gonna come by and blow the damn horn upside my head. You see what I'm saying? Rah, rah. And then just gonna keep on where she going right around there to her house like a damn coward. You see what I'm saying? And then if I say something or do something, all the police gonna wanna throw me up under the prison. You see what I'm saying? But she can come terrorize a motherfucker. And then now I ain't got my Mustang and shit. They just happy as pigs and shit. These hating motherfuckers, boy. And then when a nigga come out with a motherfucking machine gun and shoot up everybody, oh, he was crazy. He was crazy. I don't know what got in him. Oh, he's been having no problems. So, man, the world fucked up. That's why when I hear some shit went down, man, it don't puzzle me what happened. Like they say the other day, some cat ran 9 motherfuckers over with a van. Now, I don't know what happened. But when I see shit like that, first thing come to my mind, man, that nigga was tired of motherfuckers fucking with him. You see what I'm saying? Because these people will fuck with you, these hating ass mother beepers, man. I'm trying to watch my life. You see what I'm saying? But I done did 18 minutes, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 in my podcast. Y'all want to talk about, man, y'all need to go ahead and start sending me some messages in, man, you know, because I'm a young guru, and I am also a prophet. I can see the future and all that. I'm like a psychic, but I'm not a psychic. I'm a Christian prophet. Big difference. And I can see the future for you and everything. And I'm pretty sure y'all gonna be messaging me back, telling me I'm right. And these haters out here ain't shit. I'm doing my podcast now. I can hear them motherfuckers like, with they nothing, no talented ass. They ain't about nothing. Only thing they can do is hate on another motherfucker. And then when they pull they shit out and you ain't got nothing there, they shit look a lot better, don't they? See, when you around here riding in Benzes and Maseratis and shit, they can set you up with the police. Send 100 bullets through your shit and get you up out of that shit. Then when they pull they Nissan up, oh yeah, they Nissan look real good when ain't nothing else out there on them. Man, I'm sorry, motherfuckers. That's why they renting and paying them damn folks for their shit. You see what I mean? And I'm sitting up here doing my podcast. Them suckers can kiss my grits with extra butter. Underneath what I'm saying to you, Jack. So I'm going to go ahead and end this one, man. Y'all need to go ahead and send some messages in, man. Let me know who you want me to talk about. or what you need to know about the future and stuff, because I know everything, man. Hit me up. Will the people podcast? Will the people tune in? Just right, cuz. Isaiah Thomas, cuz. Mike Jones, cuz. Odell Dixon, cuz. You see what I'm saying? Hit me back.